95.7 KQWC Webster City. Good Monday morning to you. Welcome to our Community Corner on this cold Monday, January the 20th, a holiday, but a few good friends here this morning to keep me company. I have with me Sue Schmitz from ISU Extension and Outreach Office. Of course, their office closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Also joined by Heather Kierzak from Community and Family Resources. Ladies, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you here this morning. We'll talk with you in just a moment, Sue, about some big things going on with the Extension Office. Of course, I want to mention again, they are closed today because of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. So, Heather, we're going to start off with you as we're going to learn all about the work with Community and Family Resources. So let's find out exactly why are you building a coalition for
We yes. are building up the Power Up Coalition. We have had numbers decline here over the last few months, so we're looking to bring people on. We are a resource with a mission of a coalition to ensure safe and strong youth and family in a thriving Hamilton County, the importance of healthy life habits and supporting those around us, and removing the negative connotations surrounding mental health, and all the vital, all the vitals helping Hamilton County thrive.
Mm-hmm. So. And how does the coalition benefit Webster City and Hamilton County with this project?
I'll pop in here with that. Coalitions really are a group of individuals or organizations with a common interest, and our common interest is healthy families and youth in Hamilton County. So if anybody has a passion, we want to come together and support each other in the work that we already do to make healthy families and youth in Hamilton County. We're just not Webster City. Sometimes we meet virtually and sometimes in person. But we've had some great projects happen in the past. And the Power Up Youth Coalition has a beautiful history in Hamilton County.
Yes, it has. And what does Power Up Youth do?
So we actually work with a it's prevention coalition with evidence-based strategies to create community-level change to engage individuals in the community, local organizations, and members of a wide variety of sectors across the region. It encourages you to be a part of a coalition puzzle within our county to enlighten, inspire, and unite so the youth and adults build the communities that they aspire to live in. So we are looking to add members, and we are going to have an informational session meeting on January 22nd from 10 to 11 at the Community Family Resources Office, 500 Fair Meadow Drive. Refreshments will be available. So if you'd like to come and be a part of our coalition and learn more about us, we'd like to see you.
And what are some of those projects are you talking about, Heather?
Of the projects that we have done in the past are the mental health walk that you've seen in May. We also like to do a slam the stigma normally around this time of the year, but with the numbers that we don't have currently, we don't feel that that would be a good good thing for us to do right now because we're so limited in numbers. So.
And slam the stigma was really fun when we did do it at South Hamilton last year. People were amazed at the resources that were in the county or available to them to access from the county. And it's amazing how many didn't know about all the organizations and resources that were readily available to help them with mental health issues.
Mm-hmm. And that has been, this organization has been around here for a good long time.
Yes, it has.
A long history. And different things have segmented from Power Up Youth. Crime Stoppers is one that I can think of, and some other pieces of the coalition that have grown because needs have been seen in the county that need to be fulfilled, and the organizations have gathered together as a coalition to help get those things off the ground.
And already the Crime Stoppers has done so much so good as of late. I think they've apprehended about two or three people during this month of January itself, thanks to the help of this Crime Stoppers promotion. There's a poster up at law enforcement agencies across Hamilton County and asking people to, if they've seen these individuals, they could get a reward for what they're doing.
Yes. And the anonymous hotline to call.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Power Up Youth really does have that magic of take everybody brings their strengths from their organizations and people that they serve, and we help each other get different projects off the ground or help each other do the work that we're already doing.
Mm-hmm. And that name has something to do with someone in this very room, I guess.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does, Mr. Pat. It really does.
Yes, and I thank them for naming the organization, if I can talk right, I think the cold's getting me, organization named after me, which was very, very nice.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. So that's how Power Up Youth got its name from yours truly.
Yes.
A number of years ago and still doing a lot of good. And Power Up Youth, do you have how many members are part of this group right now?
Currently, five of us?
Five organizations. Okay. I think Hamilton County Public Health, yep. Community Family Resources, ISU Extension and Outreach, Hamilton County, Van Deest Medical Center, mm-hmm. and social worker and...
Oh, out at Van Deest, the social worker, and then
the counselor.
The counselor, yeah.
Right.
So, that's where...
We're going to forget somebody. We just know. But, yes. But that's the magic of the whole thing, is all these organizations coming together and working to help influence and develop public policy and changing people's behavior and reducing smoking, for instance.
Right.
And other things, and helping with mental health. And building a healthy community together with the work that we're already doing in our organizations.
And one of the goals about Power Up Youth is, you mentioned some of that, Susan, right there, trying to get rid of smoking, trying to get avoid family violence,
yes.
If I believe that was
yes.
one, and just positive relationships with the families here in Hamilton County.
Yep, reducing stigma and mental health. Getting help with mental health, helping people understand that it's okay to not be okay and to get some help. And it's nice that we all know what's going on at Van Deest Medical Center during our Power Up Youth meeting so that we can help drive people to that organization for help. Mm-hmm. And the same with CFR, or Community Family Resources. When we know what's going on in the organization, we can all help each other support the work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And both of you are very vital parts of that organization, believe me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we try to be.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Heather Kierzak along with Sue Schmitz, representing Power Up Youth in the Hamilton County Extension Office today. And did you have anything more about this, Heather, about Power Up Youth?
Just the fact that we are going to have a meeting on the 22nd again from 10 to 11 at Community Family Resources, 500 Fairmeadow Drive. We would like to see you guys out there. We will have refreshments. And if you want to be a part of this growing coalition, we'd like to see you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Sue, we're going to put you to work because this is a day off for the Hamilton County ISU Extension and Outreach Office because of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes.
But what's been happening so far with Extension?
Well, I have several classes. Stay healthy. Well, I always say stay healthy, but it's mm-hmm. really stay independent. But to me, healthy should be added to it, but nobody asked me. So we'll just go with stay independent classes.
Okay.
And that is with our registered dietitian, Holly Van Heel. It's in Stanhope at the Community Center at 10:30 on Mondays until February 10th. We canceled today's class and rescheduled for February 10th because it's so cold. It's not really safe for anyone to be out there moving. But Barb Wollen is also going to be teaching a few classes on stop fraud and how to look at that. And I love that Holly has been working with the participants on how to eat to stay healthy and what our body needs at a different age. And I've even changed my habits. I used to slather on the peanut butter, but she talked about portion sizes and a ping pong ball for the size of peanut butter that you should eat. But other things that we have going on and coming up, we're going to be working with Dr. Jeffrey Isles. He is retiring as the head of horticulture. And we're going to be talking about tree care from root to canopy. And the first sessions are going to be virtual for just an hour. And he'll talk about tree selection and placement and planting, post-planting maintenance and tree pruning. And then we're going to have a hands-on session for 2 hours on April 26th to have some hands-on activities for tree pruning. It's amazing to me that we've had so many tree issues calls come into the office when we were in a drought situation, and he could tell from a picture if the tree was planted at the right depth. So we'll learn from the expert there. We start March 27th, and I'm working with John Laird at the Hamilton County Conservation to have a Build Your Own Terrarium class again on Saturday, April 12th from 10 to noon. It was so much fun the last time we had it. And also online workshops with some of our extension specialists are The Science of Parenting. They start Tuesday, February 4th with Understanding Research and Reality and even Understanding Temperament following. And then Children Ages and Parenting Stages on February 18th. And Positive Discipline on February 25th. And I wanted to highlight also that Hamilton County Public Health has a flu clinic today at 10 a.m. Nice. So there's more things going on, but that's the best highlight I can give right now.
You mentioned John Laird. I spoke with him the other day, and we ran a whole list of what's going on this year for the Hamilton County Conservation Office. John's got a wonderful year ahead of him.
He does. And I'm very happy to partner with him on several programs. I think in September we're planning on having a safe mushroom foraging program with someone. I finally found somebody in the extension family that is certified to talk about mushroom selection in the wild.
I know also that the Extension Office will have some farm programs coming up soon, because the farmers will be, I know, itching to get back out in the field there in a few months.
Yes, I should. And I don't remember. I think it's in February we'll be in Cameron for private pesticide continuing instruction. Mm-hmm. And there is manure training as well coming up. So just check out our website for all those dates and times.
All right, so check out the Extension Service Office website. Just Google ISU Extension Hamilton County, and you'll have all the information you need to know about the many, many excellent programs offered through ISU Extension here in our Hamilton County area.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for the good of the cause here, ladies, this morning? Again, the program coming up with Power Up Youth. You need more people, and there's the program scheduled for this Wednesday. The 22nd, starting at 10 a.m.
Yes, sir.
And that's...
I want to highlight that we do have a job opening at the Hamilton County Extension Office. We're looking for our Clover Kid Coordinator. So if you're passionate about children from kindergarten to third grade and providing activities for them, we'd love to have you apply. That is on our website as well.
And they also are involved with the 4-H-rama, I believe, every November. Have this wonderful program that salutes all the kids involved with the 4-H program, with the 4-H-rama each year.
Yes.
A long list of those kids involved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is magic. All over the county. And Katie Brandt is our coordinator. So if you are looking to have someone join 4-H, she is the great lady to talk to.
All right. So then call the Extension Office. But don't do it today, because nobody's around. All closed for the day. You can try it again tomorrow on Tuesday.
Or you could just call today and leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
It's all good.
All right. Just call the Extension Office if you're interested in a job as being the leader of the Clover Kid program.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That is all kids before they're old enough to be in 4-H.
All right. Very good. Anything else here, ladies, for today?
I don't think so.
All right.
We appreciate you having us on.
Absolutely, Heather and Sue. Heather Kierzak and Sue Schmitz. Joining me this morning on our Community Corner. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
And think warm. Yeah. You bet. Take care now. Bye-bye. It's 8:45 at FM 95.7.